I'm Farai Chidea, and this is News and Notes. 49 years ago, Clarence Garrett dropped out of college so he could make money to raise his four children. Then, once he was in his 80s, he decided not to let his dream slip away. In 2006, he enrolled as a full-time student at the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee. In December, he finally graduated more than half a century after his journey began. I got a chance to talk to Clarence Garrett not too long ago. First, he took me back to his childhood in segregated Baltimore.
When I was a boy, I was the worst thing you could possibly think of. I didn't want to go to school. I hooked school. I was a terrible boy.
Terrible as in mischievous? What kind of terrible?
Wouldn't study my homework, cut school, you know.
What changed your mind? Because you did start college for a while.
Well, ever heard of the three C's? Civilian Conservation Corps. That was started by Franklin Delano Roosevelt, at the time the President of the United States. And he started that program to get young boys like me off the street and try to put them in places where they could learn a trade. And I joined that, and that's when I started to learn about gasoline engines, diesel engines, and heavy equipment.
That probably served you pretty well when you went into the military. How did you get into the military, and what did you do once you went in?
After I left the CC camp, I went to the Norfolk Navy Yard in Portsmouth, Virginia. That's where I learned to run engine lathe and made parts for ships. And I wanted to volunteer for the Army, but I was drafted. And I drafted and was sent to Camp Ellis, Illinois, where I took my basic training and went to overseas in a quartermaster service company in Germany, first France.
What was it like in the military? You mentioned that you were in segregated schools. How did people of different races get along in the military when you were in?
There was no such thing as a mixed company. And the companies that I were in at that time were all black, and they had white officers. Of course, you could still see the segregation in some of the fellows was that were from the South, you know. That they I recall one incident in Frankfurt, Germany, where during the mess period, this was a sergeant first class, and he was sitting at the table dining, and I went to get my tray, and to come to sit down at the same table, he looked at me and said, "There's other seats elsewhere." I said, "You mean to tell me, man, you come all the way over here and want to start that crap?" And we got into a confrontation when we got outside. I didn't strike him, but I was waiting for him to strike me. And if he did, all hell would have broke loose.
So you were ready to stand up for yourself?
Oh, absolutely, 100%.
Do you ever talk to the students that you went to college with recently, students who were maybe sometimes 60 years younger than you, about what you have lived and what you have gone through? Do you ever tell them these kinds of stories?
In some of my classes, some of the fellows would ask me about the segregated South. And I would reveal to them, like in one instance, we had a history major. And he was just tickled to death to learn this stuff firsthand from somebody who had actually been through it. Example, I used to tell him that at the Norfolk Navy Yard, the drinking fountains and the laboratories were all segregated, black colored water and colored bathrooms, white bathrooms. And the white water always broke down and they drank the colored water.
All right, let's flash forward a little bit to what your life was like. You had served in the Army and then the Army Reserves, and you began school classes, but you dropped out to help your family. Did you ever feel, wow, I have missed my chance?
No, ma'am. I never felt that way. You know, having your kids and you wanted to be educated, knowing what it is like to be not educated.
Did you ever think, I'm going to be older than most of the professors, let alone the students? Did you ever worry about that?
No, ma'am. I to be honest with you, when I was in class, I thought I was young as the youngest student there. I just enjoyed myself immensely. I felt not out of place. I felt in place, and we got along just like peas in a pod.
What were some of the challenging parts of school? What did you find the hardest?
Reading, studying my lessons. You know, because I had to read more, you know. And, of course, you know, as you get older, your short-term memory sort of fails you once in a while. So to make sure that you got the material where you could reproduce it, you had to study a little harder and do a little more research.
So tell me what graduation day was like.
Ooh, the best day of my life, I guess. Life doesn't get any better. Life doesn't get any better. With my family there or my friends cheering me on, I felt like I was 16 years old. What a day, what a day. I was happy. Everybody was pleased. They gave me a good ovation. I really enjoyed it. I really did. I cannot explain to you in words my feelings.
So if there's somebody out there listening, and I'm sure there are people who are over 70 or over 80, and who have thought, well, I'd like to go back and pick up that extra degree, but I don't know if it's practical. Why would you tell them that it's something that's good to do?
First thing, why would it not be practical? If it's something someone wants and something they have missed all their lives, and they know as they're getting older that they're getting closer to the end of the line, it's something they want to do before they pass on. You know, you didn't come here to stay, and you will perish. So if that's the last thing you wanted to do, then I should do it. But first, I want to remind you that you must have good health, you must have good stamina, and the interest has to be there. If the interest is not there, forget about it. You're wasting your time.
And as far as health goes, what's your best advice for how to stay healthy?
First, I would like to say, I have never had a headache in my life. I don't take no medications for nothing. All my vital signs are good. You have to pay attention to what you eat. Not eat too much fat. Watch your salt intake. Watch your alcohol intake. Stay away from drugs and smoking.
Well, that's good advice all around. Thank you, Mr. Garrett.
You're quite welcome. Thank you.
87-year-old Clarence Garrett is the oldest graduate in the history of the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee.